Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. As we observe the 9/11 anniversary, it was 7 years right now that the second tower collapsed. We're hearing the audio of the ceremony at Ground Zero right now, the reading of the names, and then we're going to listen. We're going to join them in a moment of silence.
Michael Massaroli,
Philip William Mastrandrea Jr.,
Rudolf Mastro Cinque,
Joseph Masai,
Charles Mathers,
William A. Matheson,
Marcello Matriciano,
Margaret Elaine Matic,
Robert D. Matson,
Walter Matuza,
Charles J. Mauro,
Dorothy Mauro,
Nancy T. Mauro,
Charles A. Mauro Jr.,
and my brother, Franco Lalama.
I am here today representing the people of Lithuania.
The always emotional silence at Ground Zero on this anniversary of the September 11th attacks, the final year that family members will be allowed down to the site itself to read the names, as we've been hearing them do, the names of the dead, because construction at this time next year will be taking place. And it's funny, there are squabbles to this day about whose name should be included in this reading, who should be categorized as a 9/11 victim. There's a medical battle over firefighters and other responders who survived but who later died from lung diseases. There's the story of Dr. Sneha Phillips, first listed as a victim, then removed from the list because she might have disappeared the day before, recently reinstated. And these are petty squabbles over people who are dead no matter what, but then again, they are not so petty. Intangible honor and also some very tangible benefits for some are at stake as the reading of the names continues at Ground Zero. One way to mark the anniversary, at 6 o'clock this evening, there will be a floating lantern ceremony at the south side of Pier 40. That's where you access the Hudson River at Houston Street. Reverend T.K. Nakagaki has been putting on this event since the first anniversary in 2002. He is the Reverend of the New York Buddhist Church. He is with us now, along with Chloe Breyer, an Episcopal priest and director of the Interfaith Center of New York. The center is partnering with the New York Buddhist Church to help put on tonight's ceremony. Chloe and Reverend T.K., welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
And Reverend T.K., talk to people a bit about the ceremony tonight. For people who don't know what a floating lantern ceremony is, what is it?
Okay. This is actually ancient custom in Japan, like Buddhist custom or Japanese custom, possibly. It's a floating lighted lanterns in the waterway. That's the more like a symbolic way of respecting lives that have gone before us. And also, it can represent a light of hope for peace and harmony, and we're sent over the water of transmigration.
Now, you helped at Ground Zero as a spiritual counselor at the time. Can you talk about that experience?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I was actually the president of the Buddhist Council of New York at that time, and so I also try to help many different ways and try to send all the Buddhist people to help the other, you know, people's suffering and pain and so forth. So the difficult time. And I also volunteer as the chaplain from the Red Cross. And so I was in the, of course, Ground Zero many times and like different parts of the center that's helped the people.
Chloe Breyer, you're an Episcopal priest and director of the Interfaith Center of New York. Tell us about your role in the floating lantern ceremony tonight and why people should come to this, since it's a specifically Buddhist kind of ceremony. Do we have Chloe Breyer? Maybe we don't have Chloe Breyer.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we'll try to get her in a minute, but Reverend TK, you can answer that question.
Because the thing is, although this is a Buddhist custom, but actually it became like a Japanese custom nowadays, not as a Buddhist, but everybody in Japan, they observe this kind of parts. So I was thinking as possibly this is a more very peaceful way of respecting all the life. That's common to everyone, not necessarily the Buddhist and so forth. So that's why we together with the Interfaith Center of New York. So from the beginning, we do have elements of interfaith. So we invite different leaders of the different faith traditions, and you know, which is like Christianity, Muslims, and Jewish, and even Hindus, some of the Shinto Japanese traditions as well.
How many lanterns will be floated out into the river?
In fact, this is a 108, which is another symbolic number, but which was kind of number we use in different ways in a Buddhist tradition, Hindu traditions, and Asian tradition. And so 108 is the kind of represents some of the suffering people have, but at the same time transform all those suffering into maybe possibly, you know, little joy or happiness or something to, you know, hope, I guess.
And the symbolism of light is always used at times such as this. Are there actually lights on the lanterns? Will people see 108 points of light floating on the Hudson River if they go tonight?
That's right. So, but of course, in Hudson River, in tradition in Japan, we just let it go. But here, of course, you can't do that. And so the kayaker people, New York kayak people, and they are very helpful for us. And so that's their way of respecting their, you know, friends' life that they lost 9/11.
I think we have Chloe Breyer with us now. And you also helped at Ground Zero as an Episcopal priest. Can you talk a little bit from your perspective about how you look back on that time?
Yeah, I think it was as TK mentioned, it was a time where the Red Cross invited people of all faith traditions to spend their time in pastoral service, both at Ground Zero and at the morgues. It was a privilege to be able to work with religious leaders of different faith traditions, many Episcopal, many Roman Catholic, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, and Muslim leaders who felt themselves, you know, both as religious representatives of their faith tradition, but also as New Yorkers, doing everything in their power to help and contribute in whatever way they can. And I had also been working at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine at the time and officiated at few of some of the memorial services. And remember, we all travel in different ways from that moment, but for me, interfaith work really came out as an important thing, and I worked with the diocese to help rebuild a mosque in Afghanistan in the following years with a partnership with the Hazrat E. Abu Bakr Mosque in Flushing, New York. So those were ways that it affected my own journey, and certainly, you know, the importance of interfaith work and cooperation as opposed to the alternatives are enormously important for our whole society.
You mentioned to one of our producers that in times of catastrophe, a spiritual advisor wears two hats, a pastoral one and a prophetic one. Can you talk a little about that?
I think that that as we worked with the cleanup workers, the firefighters, all who families of folks who lost people, whether we were, again, Episcopal, Jewish, Roman Catholic, or Buddhist, I think that the reason we were there was to provide pastoral support. And that is the immediate need, obviously, in a disaster such as 9/11. I, as an Episcopal priest, along with my fellow Christian leaders, view part of our calling is one that is both pastoral at times, but also we're called to try to exercise a prophetic ministry as well and question, you know, what is it in our society that leads to wholeness and justice? And there's a time and a place for everything. So that, for me, has been part of my response to 9/11 as well.
Reverend TK, the word prophecy is not something I generally associate with Buddhism.
Right.
Is there a parallel function that you play in your tradition?
Well, in terms of Buddhism, we always emphasize wisdom side and compassion side. And I believe whatever the action, you know, we have to see things, what's really going on. And then that's wisdom, of course. And then, but at the same time, then once you see, the compassion issue be coming up. So, you know, but then, of course, there's no such thing that you have to do this and that. But it's just the people, each one has a different ability, but then different capacity, basically. So, but then each one can just do the best that they have. And so many the people, you know, can help different ways. Like if you have some to be able to, you know, help with the food and so forth, they can go help and food. And then people can do the, you know, counseling like us, and we'll do the thing that we can have. I think basically that's the try to see what's their need. And then, you know, then just act on it.
And before you go, both go, Chloe Breyer, as an Episcopal priest, just tell us why you've gotten involved with this Japanese or Buddhist floating lantern ceremony that will take place tonight at 6 o'clock at Pier 40 on the Hudson River. Why do you love this? Why is this important to you? What should people look for if they come?
What I find so moving about it, and had the privilege actually as the new director at the Interfaith Center of attending my first floating lantern ceremony last year, it is an interfaith service, and TK has made great efforts to welcome people of all faith traditions. What I remember most strikingly was the act of writing my prayer on this parchment and seeing it go off as the sun was setting into the river. Suddenly, the photographs, those heart-aching pictures of lost loved ones that we saw all over the city following the days of 9/11, it was something about that act that brought that memory to mind. And it was a painful memory, but at the same time, it was one that reconnected me with part of what had been both sorrowful and also powerful as a force towards community in 9/11. And something about that physical act of writing on the parchment and seeing one's prayer for a loved one go off in that way reminded me of those first days. And it is a ceremony that is a truly welcoming one and meant for all New Yorkers, and that's why I go and we co-sponsor.
All right. Chloe Breyer, Episcopal priest and director of the Interfaith Center of New York. Reverend T.K. Nakagaki is the reverend of the New York Buddhist Church. They will be participating together tonight at 6 o'clock in the floating lantern ceremony. Anyone is welcome at the south side of Pier 40 at the Hudson River. You enter on Houston Street at the river. Thank you both very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.